As millions of people across Florida are still struggling with the effects of Hurricane Milton, some are doing it while trying to observe the Jewish holy day of Yom Kippur. NPR's Sarah Ventry has more.
Just days before the Jewish New Year, Hurricane Helene made landfall. And just before Yom Kippur, it was Hurricane Milton.
Unfortunately, Yom Kippur will not look the way it has ever before in our community, and not the way we would like it to look.
Shepard Englander is the CEO of the Jewish Federation of Sarasota Manatee.
We don't even know the extent of the damage yet because most of our area has no power, no cell phones, no internet. And so we've been in touch with all the synagogues that we can reach.
Englander says four of the local synagogues sustained damage. Two of them were so bad that he says they won't be able to host services. But the problem isn't just inside temples. Traditionally, Jews fast on Yom Kippur. As the holiday ends at sundown, it's common to get together with friends and family to break the fast. But this year,
people's homes are damaged. Many of the traffic lights are out. The roads are littered with debris.
Englander says this means some people will be breaking their fast alone. The Saturday night meal will be a little more somber, and the menu will be different.
It's going to be very difficult to get those traditional foods that we break the fast with. I mean, right now, the grocery stores haven't been restocked. Many are not even open yet. Food supply is challenging. So people are just going to have to rely on what they have in their cupboards.
Englander says that even though things will be hard this year, he and his community are focusing on the fact that they aren't alone.
Having to do this while being battered with hurricanes makes it even more difficult, but it also reminds us how powerful and important community is.
Sarah Ventry, NPR News.